Lake has recently unveiled its new action plan, Action Plan for a Healthy Lake, to protect and preserve Brome Lake. Louise Morin, municipal councillor for the town and coordinator for the environmental committee, is sitting down with us today to give us all the details.
Good day to all our loyal listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure.
Thank you so much, Louise, for being here with us today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Can you please start off by explaining to our listeners why the town took the initiative to create this action plan? From my understanding, there were assessments conducted over the last few years on the status of the lake.
Yes, well, there was an action plan that was produced in 2008. And we also had some actions that were comprised in our strategic plan, our last strategic plan. But we felt that over the years, the situation had changed a bit, and we thought we had to produce another analysis, an update of the situation. So we asked the OBV Yamaska, which is an organization that is responsible for the watershed of the Yamaska, that, you know, that the water flows into the Lake Brome, to produce an analysis of the situation. So that was 2 years ago, and they tabled their study at the end of last year, and it was a 200-page.
Oh, wow.
So it was very comprehensive, very bright study made by a biologist and all that, and environmental specialist. But we thought that we had to digest this and produce a document that would be helpful both for the council and the town employees and the communication tool for the citizens of the town.
From what I read from the press release, the results of these assessments that were carried out, they weren't necessarily the results, like the best results from what I'm understanding.
So the lake, the situation is difficult, but not, we can contain the problems that the lake has presently if everybody does what they have to do.
Yeah. Can you speak a little bit more on the factors that are currently are threatening the lake?
Well, we identified five threats. I think the one that's most important is the phosphorus and cyanobacteria that still comes into the lake. The second one is fecal coliforms that is still a menace, but in a lesser manner, because we've taken a lot of measures during the past year. There are now some invasive species that are menacing the indigenous species, both fauna and flora. Some types of recreational use of the lake are also problematic. When you have boats that are coming in that have been elsewhere on other lakes or rivers and that are not washed before coming into it, there's a risk of contamination with the infamous zebra mussel, just for one. But the lake's water level on some years is also a source of inquietude. You know, this year was not so bad, but the year before, the level of the lake was quite low, so we have to be very careful what we're doing with the level of the lake.
Now, can you provide some details on this action plan? For example, what are some of the initiatives or projects that are included in the plan or steps that the town plans on taking to ensure that the action plan is successful?
We wrapped it up in seven orientations and with 35 actions. So I won't enumerate all of those actions, but I think one that is most important is to minimize the contamination of the lake by runoff water. To do so, the town has to take on some measures. We have to be careful how we do the roads and our own, how we manage our own infrastructure. We also have to be exemplary with how we adapt or some of the land we have on the lake. But we have to take like right now we're taking mitigation measures, you know, regarding the restoration of Mill Pond and the building of the dam. That's a very important measure in the low term. But basically, I think all the measures that are most important is to as much as possible minimize the runoff waters. And the people that live on the shores of the lake have a most important job. The landscape on the lake, it has to be, in a lot of cases, done in a more respectful manner to the environment. Right now, you have a lot of shorelines of the lake that are might be very aesthetic and beautiful, but you have lawn, you have practically no shrubs to stop the water going into the lake. And so this has to be, we have to change our habits and practices.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to mention the other orientations that the plan that the town plans on focusing on in the action plan. Were there other things you wanted to mention briefly?
I think one other thing, I mentioned it briefly in the beginning, is it's very important that everyone that has a boat or a paddle board or a kayak or whatever, that it's very important that it's washed. So to ensure that there are no mussels the zebra mussels or other organisms can be very bad for the lake. So that's an important measure that not only the citizens of Lake Brome, but also visitors and tourists, that they have to start, you know, systematically having that practice.
Yeah, and taking it into consideration whenever they're going out on the lake.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we have, because of the climate change and the impact of climate change that really exacerbates the negative aspect, we have to have more scientific data on the lake, collected more systematically. So that's one measure that we put in there. And we also have more strongly or tightly with our partners that the other towns that are on the watershed, the other rivers that come into the lake. Citizens of Lake Brome are not the only ones that are involved with the quality of the water of the lake. All the six other towns around that have a river that goes into Lake Brome also have something to do about it. So we have to better coordinate ourselves with our neighbors.
Yeah, and mobilize and really educate citizens and get in contact with citizens.
Yeah, it's very important to raise awareness, inform, and mobilize all the ones that use the lake. The town can control what she does itself, but the best way to go about it is that the citizens take into account and realize what the problems are and modify.
Now, will the town, I know that you already collaborated with the OBV Yamaska to carry out the assessments that took place a couple of years ago, but will the town continue collaborating with such groups that work to protect the lake and work to protect the watershed to carry out this action plan?
Yes, because they have the OBV and the Renaissance Lac Brome both have a lot of expertise. That's one thing, the first reason. The second reason is the OBV, you have all the towns that are on the watershed are also members of the OBV like we are. So, you know, we have to better work together. We've worked together by the past years, but we have to intensify the work.
Yeah, you really have to get your collaboration set in stone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's expected to be implemented over what period of time exactly? How long are you expecting to carry out this action plan?
It's over the next 3 years, basically. Well, we said 2022 to 2026. So it's the next 4 years.
Okay. And where can citizens find more information about this action plan? Is it available to them if they want to get more details?
Yes, it's on the website of the town.
Perfect. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention, Louise, about the action plan or about the lake that you think would be important to raise or that for people to be aware of.
Well, I think everyone will agree that our lake is the jewel of our crown, and that everybody is already mobilized in a certain way, but that we all have to raise our level of awareness of the present lake situation, and we all have to do our part to improve it or at least maintain it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Louise, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.